WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something he prohibited until now. The weapons have a range of nearly 200 miles. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
One major factor for lifting the restrictions, the 10,000 North Korean troops now arriving to fight alongside Russia. The long-range missiles are expected to be used against troops in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukraine staged an offensive over the summer. Biden's reversal comes 2 months before he leaves the White House. President-elect Trump has vowed to limit further support for Ukraine.
Chris Wright, one of the nation's top fracking CEOs, has been fiercely critical of the climate crisis and has also just been nominated to be the country's next energy secretary. COP29, the world's climate summit taking place in Azerbaijan, begins its second week today. Governor of Ohio condemning the neo-Nazi march over the weekend in Columbus. The marchers carried guns and swastika flags. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley was in the Chippewa Valley on Friday highlighting a proposal for an additional $60 million in funding for career and technical education programs. Dr. Underley toured the career and technical education programming at Chippewa Falls Senior High School. During the visit, she shared the details of her proposal, including the allocation of grant funding for CTE programs, increasing funding for 6 career and technical student organizations, and providing more software and technical support for the programs. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Takeback Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time, with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. A Sawyer County man has been charged after being accused of shooting a handgun out a car window while driving in a residential neighborhood. According to law enforcement authorities, the 18-year-old suspect was charged with concealing a stolen firearm, criminal damage to property, and disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon. The initial shooting incident occurred in the area of Poppletown Road in Hayward and allegedly began when the suspect and two others attempted to enter a residence to collect a $30 debt. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use the space for child custody exchanges if necessary. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more, got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I mean, if you guys could see me sometimes, you know, on StreamYard, on Facebook, you'll see me jumping around, Calvin. When the music plays, Motown, the history of it is my life. And so, you know, as a very young boy, with all the things that have impacted and made me who I am, in the midst of all of that was this great, great, historic Motown music. And I'm so honored and thrilled to bring it to you every Monday, and some Tuesdays, and you know, Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays too, because it is so connected, interconnected to who I am, and I'm sure it's the same way with you. But anyway, I was expected to be joined by Mr. Eric Gutsy, who was hired as director of the community engagement of Wisconsin's GOP. The Wisconsin Republican Party proudly welcomes Eric Gutsy as its new unwavering director of community engagement for the black community. He wound up doing this in Milwaukee as well. In his role as director of community engagement based in Milwaukee, in Gutsy was spearhead efforts to connect with and mobilize communities taken for granted by the Democratic Party. Now, I had a nice long conversation with Mr. Ngutsi a week ago, and he wanted to come on the air. I invited him. I thought it would be important to hear from a black man who supports the Republican Party and also Donald Trump. And so, unlike conservative talk radio, I wanted to bring him on because when I realized that there were more black men outside of Ngutsi who supported Donald Trump, as a black man myself, I could not comprehend how that could be possible. You know, knowing the history as I know it. And so I thought it would be important since, you know, 21%, 22% of blacks, mainly black men, young black men, thought that Donald Trump was the person that represented them best and that he was going to do something to make their lives better. And so, you know, we had a great conversation. So I reached out to him on yesterday. You know, we're scheduled to appear today. No answer. I text him. Now, he heads community outreach in the Republican office, right in the heart of black Milwaukee. And I was listening to, I forgot the guy who's in charge of Republicans here in at the state level. They've committed to keeping that office open. So this is not just some, you know, Johnny come lately. This is a representative of the Republican Party. And I assumed day one that this man would have courage to come on. It's going to be a fair dialogue. I mentioned that to him. I was not going to blindside him with anything. And so called him many times, text him on yesterday. This is the head of their outreach in black Milwaukee. No response. I called him many times this morning, text him many times this morning. No response. Now, I said all that to say this. If you're in a position such as that, and you're representing the Republican Party, not representing themselves, they have him in that office. They pay to keep that office open. They felt that he was the most qualified person to put there. And so I'm expecting to have a conversation and a dialogue with him this morning. No response. But I'm fine. Not going to cry crocodile tears. I'll just make it clear. You know, if he felt that way and he could support Donald Trump and he could explain to me, as he did when we spoke last week, he should have had the courage to do it this morning. I have no problem with someone deciding not to come on the air. That's all right. Things happen. But I would at least expect the courtesy of an email, a text message, or a phone call. He chose to do neither of those things. And so for that reason, I'm letting you know about Mr. Eric Ngutsi, who has chosen not to appear. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I am great. Maybe he flew out to Mar-a-Lago this morning to talk to the good Donald to ask him if he was going to put Tim Scott or Byron Donalds in one of those great cabinet picks that he out there picking people for.
Man. Hey, you know, it is possible, you know, but Donald Trump has not placed either one of those men thus far in any position. And those are men who, you know, will shine Donald Trump's shoes if he asks them to. You know, what's the guy's name from, you said Donald, right?
Yep, Byron Donald.
Yeah, Tim Scott. You know, there was talk early on about Tim Scott being his running mate. Remember?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, but that's all, man. Listen, man. So if you're a black man and you voted for Donald Trump, I know a few. And then you should have courage enough to explain why, especially if you're holding office, right? If you're in a position of leadership with the Republican Party, just be true to your word, man. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have come on and mentioned the guy's name if he would have at least done the least of it and asked man, you know, send a remittance of why he couldn't make it. Hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I guess I'm not surprised because this is how the Republicans operate. I mean, every one of the debates I went to for, you know, the local candidates, the Democrats showed up, the Republican didn't. And, you know, it's the Republican people, this just doesn't matter. And I don't understand why they don't care that the representatives don't show up for anything. I don't understand it, but they continue to vote for them anyway. So this is just par for the course, Earl.
Hey, Cindy, I'm not going to cry any crocodile tears. You know, I just think it's important that he get the message. You know, be a man of your word. That's not asking too much of anybody. You're in a position of leadership, then least you could have done was, you know, let me know that you weren't going to be on. Let's go to Bill from McConnell. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, just fine. Say, we share great company, Earl. I am banned from Dan O'Donnell's talk show. He refuses to talk to me. So I talked to his screener, who will at least listen to my point of view. Dan O'Donnell said he won't talk to me because I said, and I did, he hates democracy. These little babies and their little games will be the best thing that maybe ever happened to our country is to have Donald Trump president, because he is going to find out what guardrails are. He's going to learn accountability the hard way. And don't kid yourself, there's still enough left to hold him accountable. With Matt Gaetz as the AG, why, you know, why didn't they ask Pee Wee Herman? Oh, that's right. Pee Wee Herman's dead. They couldn't get him. You know? I mean, come on, Matt Gaetz. These people have no accountability, no honesty. And here's what they don't want. What are they? Oh, they don't want to, they don't want to have the light of truth shine on them because it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Hey,
I'm calling out all my Republican friends already. Donald Trump has been called out by Putin, and Fox News isn't talking
about it. Hey, Bill, let me tell you something. I was watching MSNBC this morning, and they're going to do everything they can to support Donald Trump. I'm listening to this, and I'm just, wait a minute. Well, it's our responsibility. He's the president now. They met with him. In the face of all of what we're talking about and what's happening and what's coming, for MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Scarborough to say, we're pulling the gloves off. It's time to support Donald Trump. What? What? Where are we at? We're in the Twilight Zone. So, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about when we talk about, you know, Donald Trump. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the people and the agencies that are going to be impacted and affected by his decisions. I can't believe it. And we're supposed to say, okay, we agree with you, Mr. Trump. You're president now. We're going to support you. Vivek Ramaswamy. Yeah, that character. And Elon Musk. We're going to talk about that and what their plans are on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. If you're wondering where my purported guest is, I don't know where he is either. Eric Ngutse, who is the outreach community outreach specialist, representing the Republican Party in the city of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's black community has chosen not to even return as much as a phone call or a text or an email, even though he agreed to appear on the show this morning. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Love the Spinners. Couldn't believe I'm falling in love. Thank you for Motown Monday. And Eric called me and asked me to substitute.
Yeah, right.
So I guess when I heard you earlier today talk, when I heard you earlier today, what did you call the political trickster?
Politrickster of the day. Get used to it every day.
Well, I kind of got a giggle because I thought you would have picked Beyonce, $55,000.
Hey, CJ, is she a politician?
Well, she.
Okay, CJ, CJ, I'm not going to let you change what this is. It's the politician or politrickster of the day. Beyonce is an entertainer. But I know it's hard for you to follow suit, man. You have to try to change things, you know, constantly as if, you know, it's the CJ show.
No, I'm just making a comment.
You're making a comment that has nothing to do with what this is, man. Politician of the day.
How about the politrickster Kamala Harris? Because she tricked you guys into believing that
she was actually... you don't get to determine who my politrickster of the day is going to be, man. It's the Earl Ingram show. Okay? So, you know, I said John Fetterman. I explained the reasons why. John Fetterman is a Democrat, and John Fetterman has decided and has chosen to say to Democrats, fellow Democrats, hey, we need to back off of Donald Trump and give Donald Trump a chance. And so for that, he's deserving of the politrickster of the day because Republicans didn't give Joe Biden a chance, and they certainly didn't give Kamala Harris a chance. Thank you very much for the call. Gene from Eau Claire, good morning to you. How you doing?
Please give me a goddamn break. Going after the people that supported Kamala, give her a break. Hey, women are being attacked, so cut the crap, CJ. We're getting sick of it. Why don't you get your own show on your
own? I don't care about CJ. I care about, we're talking about John Fetterman. And the fact that John Fetterman, a Democratic senator, seems to believe that Democrats need to give Donald Trump a chance. And I will say this to you. Again, I watch Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, his wife, on MSNBC, and I'm hearing others, and they are saying we need to get on board. Donald Trump is the president. Your thoughts?
Were they threatened? I mean, this man that people put into power, they ought to know how this guy
works. They went to Mar-a-Lago. They went to Mar-a-Lago over the weekend and sat down and supped and broke bread with Donald Trump.
My God, and they were one of his worst critics.
Yes.
They must think they're really going to get it. I mean, this guy wields the power. I mean, come on, people need to wake up. This man says it and he does it and he goes after people. You know what? The Republicans are in more problems than we think. They're the ones, if they don't bow down to him now he has this power, he's going to take them out one by one. He already got rid of a lot of Republicans. I'm not saying physically. I'm saying primaried them, sent people after them. People were threatened. A lot of them had to get bodyguards. This is serious crap coming from this man. And you know what? If they think they're going to change him, they got another thought. And if we think we're going to have anybody representing us, take a look at Ron Johnson. He don't even answer his goddamn phone anymore. I mean, he votes against anything that spends any money for the people. He doesn't do anything for the people. And it's just, it's really alarming. So people need to wake up because this is very, very serious.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Listen, Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, we're going to talk about some of the departments that they are going to get rid of. And you're going to be surprised because these and many that they haven't even mentioned that are going to be on the chopping block. And many of you voted for them and you're going to be hurt, unfortunately, by the very people you supported and the people you trust in. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this week, officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact their local processor to ensure they have space. Wisconsin farmers may be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for their farm equipment for free. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center and AgriBility of Wisconsin are offering the free signs in the hopes that they'll help farmers avoid accidents when using equipment like tractors on the roads. Any farmers interested in obtaining the free signs should contact AgriBility. The signs must be mounted in the center of the back of the vehicle and be clean enough to ensure other drivers can clearly see them. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Washburn County on Friday to mark the reopening of Highway 13. The road has been undergoing significant construction work over the past few months, including the installation of new pipes, utilities, and asphalt. The highway is a crucial transportation corridor for local businesses, which have struggled with fewer sales during the construction period. A second phase of construction on the highway is planned for the spring of 2027. Construction is officially underway on an expansion project for the paper company Sofidel in Duluth. Officials say the massive expansion project will cost around $200 million and should be completed in 2026. The project will be completed in two phases, and when complete, will provide the company with an automated warehouse to cut down on shipping costs. Officials also say the expansion will create an additional 160 jobs for the region. Construction on the expansion project has been underway for about 2 weeks. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of four times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So what's amazing to me is, you know, before the election, Calvin, we were hearing people constantly talking about Project 2025 and, you know, how dangerous that was. And so now that Donald Trump is in office or will be in office, people aren't talking about Project 2025 anymore because they've already kind of accepted the fate of that. It doesn't surprise you that people aren't talking about that anymore, man?
Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't completely surprise me because the news cycle kind of moves on, but I think people should, it should be evident in the people that he's appointing or talking about appointing to the cabinet positions that even if he is truthful in saying he didn't know anything about it, the people he's appointing to these positions are clearly involved and know what's going on.
So Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk have accepted a role that, you know, is going to be a special kind of role to lead the new Department of Government Efficiency. So Donald Trump created this new Department of Government Efficiency. And Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, Vivek, especially on yesterday on Fox News, said that certain agencies, Calvin, are going to be totally eliminated. Governmental agencies that have been put in place for decades to address real issues that, you know, impact and affect the American people. And so Donald Trump comes into office and is going to turn the entire country inside out and upside down. And John Fetterman says, let's wait and see. So if we're relying on two men who are filthy rich, who, you know, have their heaven on this earth, they've got more money than they'll ever spend. They've got more money that'll last them until Jesus comes back. And they're talking about cutting programs that impact and affect the least of the people. And I don't know why all of a sudden people are saying, hey, let's get on board because the people voted for us to, you know, I mean, voted for them. And so now, you know, we've got to kind of knuckle under and try to make this work. I'm like, hell no. You know that they're getting ready to cut these programs. This is Vivek Ramaswamy on yesterday. We expect mass reductions, he said during that appearance on the Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. We expect certain agencies to be deleted outright. We expect mass reductions in force in areas of the federal government that we deem are bloated. What? A billionaire? I don't know, Ramaswamy might be getting close, but we do know Elon Musk is the wealthiest man in the world. And so we're going to rely on him to talk about programs that don't need to be there. You know, and maybe if you're one of the people who's fortunate enough that those programs don't include you or your families or your loved ones, then, you know, fine. But understand, you're the exception. You're not the rule. Many of those programs that have been developed have been developed because this is not a balanced society. Never has been and never will be. And the haves are always going to be above the have-nots, and there's always going to be more haves than there are have-nots. And so part of the way our system has been created is to deal with the shortcomings of capitalism. There's always going to be shortcomings in capitalism. Capitalism is not without its drawbacks. You know, in capitalism, you need to have, you know, those who have and those who have not. And yet they're going to dismantle many, many programs. Because the emperor has waved his magic wand, or the genie has waved his magic wand. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Yes, good morning, Earl. Thank you. If we could just take one department, that would be the U.S. Department of Education. There's about 40,000 employees there. And our schools have always been, or in the past, locally operated when they were most efficient. And you know, now we have the U.S. Department of Education that makes a lot of decisions. They pass it down to the state, and then the state passes it to every school district. And, you know, right there, the schools have not been doing a great job the last 20, 30 years. So wouldn't that be a good place to start?
No, because all schools are separate and different. And if you live in an area where, you know, the people are wealthy and, you know, and they have access to the best of everything, and you couple that with another district that struggles, can't find teachers, can't get the best of supplies, shouldn't it benefit our nation to want to make sure that the students and that the children who are the future of the nation are as educated as they can possibly be? After all, we're in a global reality. The competition is no longer inside the borders of our nation. It is international. And so while other nations like Japan and China and India and many of the Asian nations are spending and more money on education than they ever have before because they understand the importance of that global competition, what sense would it make for America to say, well, okay, so the rich people, fine, we're going to make sure their children are educated to the best of our ability, and then the rest of the American citizens have to suffer?
Earl, it's not working, though. In the Milwaukee School District is one example.
So let me tell you why it's not working. Are you aware that over 70% of the students who are in the Milwaukee public school system live in poverty? Are you aware of that? Do you not think that poverty matters? Do you think that somebody who struggles to eat, are you aware that Milwaukee public schools feeds more children breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And our social service agency before education, are you aware of those things? No, you're not.
How is the U.S. Department of Education helping in that way? That's just taxpayer federal monies just being given to the school districts. But how is that helping their education?
I can tell you, you mentioned Milwaukee Public Schools, but I can tell you across this nation, there are referendums, even probably where you live, where the school districts are saying we're not receiving enough resources to even offer the students what they need. Are you aware of that, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so, but you mentioned Milwaukee. Okay, because it's easy to say Milwaukee. Many, many school systems across this nation struggle economically in the wealthiest nation on earth. And you think it's a good idea for them to get rid of the Department of Education. Somehow you think that's going to improve things?
Well, the amount of money per student in Milwaukee is higher than any other districts in Wisconsin. So it doesn't, money doesn't show progress.
Well, see,
because we
go ahead.
You know, if that were the case, you know, wouldn't things get better in academics, you know, if money was the answer to educating our children?
Well, so let me say this to you. If a child is hungry and homeless and struggles economically, it has already been proven it's going to be more difficult for that child to become educated. If the child lives in a war zone and there's, you know, in some areas of this nation, there's more shooting and killing going on than there are in the theater of war. Are you aware of that? So it's difficult, you know, for a person who lives in a suburban area, who lives in a place where they're comfortable and there's no worry about making sure that there's a roof over their heads, and a person who lives in a safe community and who doesn't have those sociological worries, then I would agree with you. But the playing field's not even and level. But I thank you very much for the call, Jim. It's always good talking to you. You're a fair man. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, I have to say I am a product of Milwaukee. I am also a product of the Milwaukee Public School, and so is my daughter. And during the time that my daughter went to school, she graduated from Riverside High School with an outstanding education. And I actually was able to, by working two and three jobs, to send her to Marquette, where she graduated in the upper 10% of her class. And with the hard work of the Milwaukee Public School and the education, superior education that she got, she was able to transform that education to an outstanding job. And there are an awful lot of children, not only from Milwaukee, but from Kenosha, Racine, who came from poverty-stricken homes, who grasped on to that education provided by the public schools and have made something of themselves and are good providers to this world. And that is what we are going to lose with Trump.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Got a lot of texts. I'm going to read texts. I'm going to read those, a little bit later on in the show. But again, we're going to talk about the civil service jobs that Donald Trump is going to be cutting and how that impacts you. Each and every one of you in this listening audience is going to be impacted by that. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, I'm talking about the cuts that are going to be forthcoming under President Donald Trump. And the fact that he puts Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, two men who have more than enough wealth to feed the entire world for the next 100 years, between the two of them, going to be making the decisions or suggesting what programs need to be cut. Now, when we talk about, you know, the civil, service occupations and those kinds of things, OSHA, the Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Education, administrations and departments, they've named, impact everyone. The public schools are not dying because funding is being siphoned off to support profit schools and religious schools. Absolutely correct, Tony. They have to step in because other funding sources have been cut. If they don't feed kids, who will? Again, Jim, along with Madison, is refusing to hand out funding. They're sitting on billions of dollars, tax dollars, taken from us to be used for the schools, roads, bridges, etc. Let me give you some ideas of what civil service jobs are. Because Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump and them are going to be cutting these positions. Post office workers, firefighters, social service directors, teachers, urban planners, social workers, immigration specialists, budget analysts, policy analysts, contract managers, civil engineers, patent examiner, on and on and on. And all of these things going to have a direct impact on your life in the future. And so that's their plan. That's Project 2025. And as they cut these jobs and these positions, they're cutting them because they're saying, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. So we can't afford it because, again, Donald Trump is going to extend the taxes, the tax cuts on the wealthiest amongst us. The people who can afford it the most are going to see their taxes continue to be cut. He's also going to, you know, lower the taxes on corporations. Those two things in addition to cutting the tariffs or raising the tariffs are going to put our government into a bigger hole than the $31 trillion it's already in. And so they're going to be needing money to run the government. And they're going to cannibalize the government in order to benefit the wealthiest amongst us. Now, how do you think that's a good deal? You're an average American. You think that that's okay? That they're going to do that? Well, yeah, the budget deficit is too high. Our debt is too high. Well, how are you going to fix it? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll cut food stamps. Oh. Well, if you cut the entire food stamp program, you won't even put a dent into the debt that our government owes. So why are you reaching to the lowest denominator? It's where I have a problem. It's where you're never going to hear me say, okay, he won. Let's agree with Donald Trump. Never going to hear me say that. I'm not one. I'm not Mika, and I'm not Joe Scarborough. And I'm not all of a sudden going to change my refrain and say, let's work together with the Republicans and Donald Trump. Because what they're doing is wrong. And I don't want any parts of what's wrong. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. And we're just going to be back on tomorrow doing the exact same thing. I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Sandy Williams. Have a great day. And, Calvin, the cold weather is coming. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. See you guys tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.